This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Midday yesterday, it was the new general manager of the Buffalo Sabres, Jarmo Kekäläinen, coming in, sitting in the big desk and talking about what the future holds. Everybody's under the microscope at the Sabres.
We're going to evaluate everything moving forward, whether it's the scouting staff, management, coaches. Everybody is under evaluation at this point, but there are a lot of good people here that are great at their jobs.
Already the rumors are flowing that they could see a change in the coaching position, but who knows? We'll see what happens over the next few days. They want to do more than just make the playoffs, which has been a struggle over the last decade or two for the
14
team.
Years.
Time with the
Sorry, what did you say, Weez?
14, clarification? 14,
14 wow.
years. Okay, so yeah. I just want to split the difference. Thank you. The details matter.
From my time with the Blue Jackets, I can tell you one thing, that it's great to make the playoffs, but we're not just here to make the playoffs. We're here to try to build a championship team. You make the playoffs, you're happy for 8 to 14 days. If you lose in the first round, if you win the first round like we did there once, then you're happy for 14 to 20 to 28 days, and then you're miserable. And I think that even if you get to the final but lose, that would be the most disappointing thing ever, for me, at least personally.
Us too.
Winning the Cup's the goal. I think every team in this league is here for the same goal. And that's the goal that we have with the Buffalo Sabres. Obviously, you got to make the playoffs first to be able to even compete for that. But I can assure you that we made the playoffs five times in the 10 full seasons that I was there. The most miserable I was during the year was the game that eliminated us from the playoffs.
That sounds about accurate. Jarmo Kekäläinen coming in as GM of the Sabres. Morgan Wallen has officially become the highest-selling country music artist in U.S. history. And not by a little, by a lot. With over 240 million certified units sold. However you qualify that now. You're not selling albums and tapes and CDs other than some collectors. Wallen now tops the all-time list, surpassing some legends and modern superstars alike. He sits third in all music genres, if you were to break it down, pop, country, whatever. He's behind Drake and Taylor Swift, and there he sits, Morgan Wallen. In the world of country music, he's maybe close to double Luke Combs, maybe close to double Garth Brooks, Luke Bryan, George Strait. He's got some impressive colleagues that he is outselling by a billion. Speaking of a billion, the Weeknd nabs $1 billion for a catalog deal. He's closed a massive deal which sells off the rights to his music to an investment firm called the Lyric Capital Group. He isn't giving up creative control over his music in the process. Every catalog deal has sort of different mechanics to it where you can say, okay, you can take it all and do whatever, or you can let me still retain some decision-making. And that's where he has taken that. He would like decision-making power over his catalog of hits up to and including 2025, including both publishing and master recordings.
So publishing and master recordings. So if a movie he didn't agree with wanted to use one of his songs, he would have the right to be like,
yes,
no, you're not using my music for that. Or like a campaign or something.
Ad campaign or political thing or whatever that wants to use one of his songs, he does retain creative control. Or if they want to take it and sort of redo it, remake it, rearrange it, they can't do that without his blessing. Okay. So, yeah, interesting deal that he's worked out. And that's a big number, $1 billion for a nice kid from Scarborough. There's that. Celeb son Nick Reiner is now officially charged 2 counts of murder, expected to appear in court today. There's talk about the night before the incident. He had some sort of a altercation. There was a holiday party hosted by Conan O'Brien. The evening did not go quietly. According to reports, Nick Reiner behaved erratically at this party. Had some conversation involving comedian Bill Hader, who was at the party. I mean, there were a lot of celebs at this party. he, I guess, interrupted a Hader conversation. Bill Hader, Stefan, told him the chat was private and to step aside, please. That caused him to storm out of the party. And it was a memorable moment for a lot of people. So not knowing what the trigger was on a lot of these incidents, but just some of the stories coming out of Hollywood. Good news. Snoop Dogg will headline the halftime of the Lions Christmas Day game. This should be fun. Didn't he give Eminem the reins on Book Whoever You Want? Oh, he called in some friends. Legendary rapper and now Olympic commentator Snoop Dogg set to headline the halftime show during the Lions-Vikings game Christmas Day, performing what they're calling Snoop's Holiday Halftime Party. It happens in Minneapolis. The entire event will stream worldwide on Netflix. So there it is.
Nice.
Snoop promises a set packed with chart-topping tracks, festive energy, special guests. Maybe his Snoop
Please
on a
dress
stoop.
As I'm Santa not Claus. Sure.
He will probably Please. Have his Santa cap on.
I hope so.
And yeah, so there it is. Snoop Dogg, Christmas, the perfect pairing. That's it for your news and views. News this morning is brought to you by Bricks and Minifigs in the Buffalo South Towns, where you can buy, sell, and trade Lego sets, bulk bricks, and minifigs.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.